Goody Wemper recommended testing a bit in a cup of cold water like toffee.
How inconvenient that we didn't think to bring one, McGrat. I think we should be getting on, Esme. The night's nearly gone. Just don't blame me if it doesn't work properly, that's all. Let's see. Baboon hair and... Who's got the baboon hair? Oh, thank you, Gaitha. That looks more like cat hair to me, but never mind. Baboon hair and mandrake root. And if that's real mandrake, I'm very surprised. Carrot juice and tongue of boot. I see. Little humour, I suppose.
Please hurry.
All right, all right. Owl hoot and glowworm glimmer. Boil and then allow to simmer.
You know, Esme,
this doesn't taste half bad. You're not supposed to drink it, you daft Oyen.
Tom John sat bolt upright in bed. That was them again. The same faces, the bickering voices, distorted by time and space. Even after he looked out of the window, where fresh daylight was streaming through the city, he could still hear the voices grumbling into the distance, like old thunder fading away.
I, for one, didn't believe it about the tongue of boot.
It's still very runny. Do you think we should put some corn flour in it?
It won't matter. Either he's on his way or he isn't.
He got up and doused his face in the wash basin. Silence rolled in swathes from Howell's room. Tom John slipped on his clothes and pushed open the door. It looked as though it had snowed indoors, great heavy flakes that had drifted into odd corners of the room. Howell sat at his low table in the middle of the floor, his head pillowed on a pile of paper, snoring. Tom John tiptoed across the room and piled up a discarded ball of paper at random. He smoothed it out and read, King, now I am just going to put the crown on this bush here, and you will tell me if anyone tries to take it, won't you?
Groundlings, yes.
King, now, if I could just find my horsey. First assassin pops up behind rock. Audience.
Behind you!
First assassin disappears. King.
You're trying to play tricks on old Kingy, you naughty.
There was a lot of crossing out and a large blot. Tom John threw it aside and selected another ball at random. King, is this a... duck, knife,
dagger?
I see. Behind... beside, in front of, before me,
it's
beak,
handle,
pointing at me, my hand. First murderer. Oh, no, it isn't.
If faith, it is not so.
Second murderer. Oh, yes, it is.
Thou speakest true, sir.
Judging by the creases in the paper, this one had been thrown at the wall particularly hard. Howell had once explained to Tom John his theory about inspirations, and by the look of it, a whole shower had fallen last night. Fascinated by this insight into the creative processes, however, Tom John tried a third discarded attempt. Queen.
Faith, there is a sound without.
Mayhap it is my husband returning.
Quick, into the guardy robe, and wait not upon the order of your going.
Murderer. Marry, but your maid still has my pantoufler. Maid, opening door.
The Archbishop, your Majesty.
Priest, under bed.
Bless my soul.
Divers alarums. Tom John wondered vaguely what divers alarums, which Howell always included somewhere in the stage directions, actually were. Howell always refused to say. Perhaps they referred to dangerous depth. Or lack of air pressure. He sidled towards the table and with great care pulled the sheaf of paper from under the sleeping dwarf's head, lowering it gently onto a cushion. The top sheet read, Ferenc, Felmet, Small Gods, Eve,
a knight of
knives, daggers,
kings by